Tonight, Shir and Simon Reish Mem Ches. We are up to Siv Dalid, the second line on page Yud Gimel, the page following page 24. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalid, Hayotzen Bashyara Bamidbar. Till now we were discussing traveling by boat, and now we'll discuss traveling by caravan. One who goes out with a caravan to the desert. Va'kol yodim shem tzrichim l'chal Shabbos. And it's known that when Shabbos comes, they have to be l'chal Shabbos. They're going to be traveling by animal. They're going to be going outside the tchum. So everyone knows it's going to involve a chil Shabbos. Ki mipnei ha-sakona lo yuchlu la'ake b'midbar b'Shabbos levadam. Because of danger, they're not able just to delay in the midbar on Shabbos alone. So if you're going with the Goyisha caravan, it's no doubt they're going to continue traveling on Shabbos, which is going to involve Isurim on Shabbos. So shloshi yomim kodem Shabbos asurim lotzeis. 3 days before Shabbos and closer, it will be usur to go out on the caravan. But ubi yom rishon uvesheni uveshlishim udilotzeis. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it would be okay to head out. V'im acha kach yera lo sakona. And if then on Shabbos you find yourself in a situation of sakona v'yitzdarach lechal o Shabbos ibnei pikuach nefesh, and you'll have to go then and desecrate Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh, mutter, it is permissible v'ein kan chilol tznaka tzir chilol Shabbos. The ha'ula le'eretz Yisrael, one who is traveling up to Eretz Yisrael, im nizdam nelo shiora afilu b'er Shabbos, if he happens to find a chariot that will take him to Eretz Yisrael even on Friday, kevin didvar mitzvahu, since it's a mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael, yachal lifrosh, he can go out even on Friday, like we learned 2 shiurim ago, that for a mitzvah it's mutter even on Friday. Uposek imohem lishbos. But again, like we learned last time, 2 times ago, you have to stipulate with them that they're going to stop traveling on Shabbos. And if after they're already in the desert, they decide they don't want to stop with him, you're allowed to go and travel with them outside the tchum because of pikuach nefesh. We'll stop there in the mechaber, and let's see now the mishabura. The mishabura begins in sifkat nuchafei. We said if you're going out with a caravan into the desert, and everyone knows you're going to need to be mechal Shabbos, afilu be'isad rabbanon, even if it's only going to be isad rabbanon, and we said because it's going to be a sakana, and you're not going to be able to delay by yourself in the desert on Shabbos. So 3 days before Shabbos, it's aser, but Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it is mutter lotzei, says the Mishaburah Sivkatan Chot Vav. Kfar nisbar ha-tam, we already explained the reason. Mishum dehem nikroim al shem Shabbos ha-over. These days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, are connected to the previous Shabbos. V'ein tzarech lizor ata, and you don't have to be careful now, shelo yavo lidei chilul Shabbos haba. You don't have to worry about not being mechal the next Shabbos. U'bechnes ha-gdolo koso b'shem ha-riben leiv. Knes ha-gdolo brings the riben leiv. V'kishi yodea b'vabe shiyavo lidei chilul Shabbos, if you know for a fact that it's going to lead you to the Chol Shabbos, Osir, it is forbidden to head out even earlier in the week. Even Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it is Osir, if you know for a fact that you're going to be Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. V'chein kosav ha-radvaz, and that's what the Radvaz writes. V'al pizeh somchin achshav shemesaknim be'atzman k'tzah shelo l'chal Shabbos. Therefore, it says in Mishabur, that's what people rely on nowadays, that they put themselves in danger a little bit in order not to be mechal Shabbos. Kedei shelo yia isra l'mafrei al mashayotza. They want to prevent any retroactive isra from the fact that they traveled. They want to show that it wasn't a guarantee of pikuach nefesh. So even though they traveled, knowing there wasn't going to be pikuach nefesh, so they don't be mechal Shabbos in the case of pikuach nefesh, because they want to show that it wasn't really a guarantee before. And that's a very difficult mishabura to understand. If you look at note number 17, he says it's a pella. V'afal pi sham machmir b'makom chshas sakana mischai b'nasho. If you have a case of sakana s'tafoshes in your machmir, that's grounds for being chayv misa. You're not allowed to not be mechal Shabbos when it's sakana s'tafoshes. So what are we discussing over here? That's why there's a minhag that when it's sakana s'tafoshes, they're not mechal Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. So Rav Moshe Feinstein explains in Igros Moshe, She'ein meduber kan b'chshash sakona shel mamish. We're not discussing over here a case of mamish sakonas nefashos. Elo b'dvarim atzuyim b'teva ha'odom. We're discussing things over here that are totally on the nature of man. She'anoshim amitzei lev. The strong-hearted people, einom machshidim zos l'sakona. They don't consider this scenario a scenario of sakona. V'yu anoshim she'enom ke'elu, other people who are weaker, who are not as strong as they are in their hearts, machshivim osam l'sakana. They consider this situation a sakana. She'af api she'bederach klal mutter l'osam anoshim she'mafchidim v'tivam l'chalas ha'shabbos im yitzorach l'kach. And even though in general it's mutter for those people who are afraid by nature, they are allowed to be mechal Shabbos if they needed to. Mikom makom geshehochem v'ashyara. However, when they're traveling by caravan, machlitim heim bedaitum, they decide in their minds, shelo lefached, not to be afraid of these situations. Velo lechal al Shabbos al kach, not to be mechal Shabbos, kedei shelo yavru islam afreya, so it shouldn't create an islam afreya. So Moshe explains that when the Mishabura says over here that they're mesaknim atzmum ksas shelo lechal Shabbos, it doesn't mean the mamish, I mean he says ksas, but it just means it's a scenario that can go either way. There's certainly room to be mechal Shabbos and say it is a sakana, but there's also room to say it's not a sakana, and therefore you would not be doing an iser by not being mechal Shabbos. If you skip the next paragraph and look at the last two lines of note 17, he writes, Misha avar v'hichlis as atzmum l'day pikuach nefesh, one who did an aveira and put himself into a situation of pikuach nefesh, tzidid akoet ha'aros. Rav Elchanan Wasserman has a tzad to say, Shelo huter lo lavur iser mishum pikuach nefesh. Rav Elchanan says it could be that if you put yourself in a makom sakana, you create the makom sakana, maybe then you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for the pikuach nefesh in that case. I'd like to see one other note over here, working backwards, note number 16. We said in the Mechaber that you could travel on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, even though you're going to be mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. Note 16 says, V'af im yodim shelo yagiu la midbar elo be'er Shabbos. They're picking you up from your house, or from the caravan station. It's nowhere near the desert. So you're going on Monday, but you're not reaching the desert till Friday. Is that okay? Rishon Mazamin Arba says, Shemutr lehem lotzeis mibesim b'yamim elu. You can leave your house on Monday with the caravan, even though you won't reach the desert till Friday. Sheyesh lechashev es moed yitziyasa meirega she'ozvu es besim. We consider their time of departure, the time they left their houses. Av shelo yagiu lamidbar ela biyom shishi. It's a very important point. Even though you won't actually reach the midbar till Friday, and you can't start traveling in the midbar on Friday, but we don't view this as you started to travel on Friday. If you're leaving your house on Monday, and it takes a few days to get to the midbar, that's called traveling to the midbar on Monday, and it would be permissible. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Chav Zayin. We said if afterwards the sakana happens, you are allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tzalomar, Kevan de Memela Nizvav Hadavar Lebasov. Since Memela the sakana happened at the end, Ubaone Shebekuach Nefesh, and you're in a life-threatening situation, ain't kan chilul. There's no problem here of chilul Shabbos. Uposha to the Kuyama Oserlo Laftiach Lashyara. It's posha according to everyone that the Jew cannot guarantee those who are in the chariot Be'eshe Yishtatef Imam at the time that he joins together with them Sheyisayim Be'eza Asiyas Malacha B'Shabbos. He can't tell them, don't worry, I'll help you out with any Malacha that comes up on Shabbos. He can't say that. V'afilu Malacha D'Rabbanan, even if it's only Malacha D'Rabbanan. Av Sha'idei Zet Tisbatel Anisiyashlo. Even though they're going to cancel a trip because of that, they don't want someone traveling with them that when the sakana comes up later won't help them if it's going to be on Shabbos. So he has to not go with them. Shelo yirtzu l'shtatav imo, they don't want to travel with him anymore. V'afilu imhu dvar mitzvah, and even if he's traveling for the purposes of a mitzvah, darehu masne behedi l'chalas Shabbos, that would be like stipulating that you're going to be l'chal Shabbos. That's for sure forbidden. Even according to the Mechaber who says if it comes up you could do it, but to stipulate in the beginning that you're going to be l'chal Shabbos with them, that's absolutely forbidden, even if they won't take you on the trip altogether, even if it's for dvar mitzvah, it's absolutely usur. Then we said going up to Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. Says in the Shavuos of Kodesh Chavches, Yesh Omrim Da'inu Davka Kedei L'Yashiva. Some say going to Eretz Yisrael is the mitzvah Davka if you're going to settle there. V'Yesh Omrim, there are those who say Da'afilu Amanas L'Hachzir. Even if you're going there for a trip and you plan on coming back, that's also a mitzvah. De'Lahaloch Bo Hiloch Arba Amos Nami Havi Mitzvah. Just traveling in Eretz Yisrael for Amos is a mitzvah. Specifically, as we'll see in Mitzvah Shem in the next year, the way the Ramah is so lenient at the end of the siman of what's considered a dvar mitzvah, vaday degamzeu b'chal dvar mitzvah. He's very lenient. Even going for business is considered a dvar mitzvah according to the Ramah. So certainly traveling to Eretz Yisrael for a visit certainly would be considered a dvar mitzvah. If you look at note number 19, he says, v'imyesh sakana b'nesiyah, a person who wants to travel to Eretz Yisrael, but it's a dangerous trip. V'chein misha lo tia lo parnosa b'Eretz Yisrael. Or a person who's not going to be able to make a living in Eretz Yisrael. V'yiksha olav lizbo chayitzar. And it's going to be very difficult for him to live a life of suffering. Or there's a concern that maybe his children will go off the derech. Kosava pischei tshuva she'ein mitzvah badover. There is no mitzvah in those cases to go to Eretz Yisrael. The af aser lo lalos. Not only is no mitzvah, it's aser to go to Eretz Yisrael in those cases. Achosav, but he adds on shenesias yilodim ketanim eino nechsheve sakana. Traveling with little children, that would not be considered a sakana. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayetz of Katan Yutes, Chavtes. We said Uposek Imam Lishbos, that which we say it's okay to travel Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is only if you make a stipulation with them. Sorry, if you're going up to Eretz Yisrael, in which case we said you're allowed to go even on Erev Shabbos, since it's for Dvar Mitzvah, but you have to stipulate with them to, that they're not going to travel on Shabbos. Vapsiku Huli Ikuva. Here, the stipulation is absolutely ma'akev, v'im lo yisratzu bazeh lo yelech imam. And if they don't agree to it, you can't go with them, k'mosha bi'ayta bi'alacha, because over here there's much more of a guarantee that there's going to be an iser of tchumen, because here you're traveling in a desert. Masha'enkin, the case of the boat, there was a possibility there would be no iser. Here it's much more of a guarantee that there would be an iser. And therefore, although we said by the boat, you should do it, but most poskim held it wasn't ma'akev. Over here, the poskim say that it's absolutely ma'akev, even though at the end of the day, they don't listen. That's not your problem. You made the stipulation. Sivkotan lamed yochol aleches, you're allowed to go with them outside the tchum bipikuach nefesh if at the end of the day they don't agree to stop. If you're afraid to get delayed in the midbar, because shema yifkashu bo chayos ros, you might be attacked by wild animals, or yifku bo lisim, you might be met up by robbers, the yigzlu bimenu behemto, and they'll steal your animal from you, v'lo yuchal olechas biragla v'yisak, and you won't be able to travel by foot through the desert, and it'll be a sakana, or yichu mamono, or you're worried they'll take your money, v'lo yuchal hachayos is atma bimbar, you won't be able to last in the midbar, even if you find somewhere to buy water, you won't be able to buy it. Or if it's a time when it's very cold and they're going to take your clothing and you won't be able to last, kulam hu bichlal safek pikuach nefesh shumuter lelechimahim. All of these scenarios, you're afraid they'll take your clothes, you'll take your money, all these things, you're afraid of wild animals, you're afraid of robbers, all those are heterim, they're considered pikuach nefesh, and you would be able to go with them. So even though you want to stay back, if you're afraid of any of these things, you would absolutely be allowed to go with them, even though it would involve going outside the tchum, because it is considered pikuach nefesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayetz of Katan Lamed Aleph, chutz latchum, v'hu adin afilu chutz liyud beiz mil nami shari. Not only would you be allowed to go out to the 2,000 Amos, you also would be allowed to go out for Pikuach Nefesh reasons all the way out the Yud Beis meal, which on dry land, according to many Shitas, is the Araisa. Ad she'agia lo mokum she'ein shom shuv chashash sakonas nefashos. Until you reach a place where there would be no more concern for sakonas nefashos, v'yipared mehem v'yishbo shom. And then you would separate from the chariots that you're with, and you would rest over there. And since you went out beheter because of sakana, you would have another 2,000 amos from the place where you are shoves when you take leave of these people and you're no longer in a situation of pikuach nefesh. That's where the shir ends for tonight. And Amir Tzashem, in the next shir, we will complete the siman as well as beginning the first, we'll do the first sif of the next siman as well. Yashikayach.